You're listening to SBS News.
It looks like a dirt road with cacti growing in the scorching sun and rubbish blowing across the earth. And these days, it is a favorite track for quad bikers. This dried-up riverbed near Cucapá El Mayor in northern Mexico used to be part of the mighty Colorado River. But the last time the river fully flowed through here was in the 1990s. Antonia González remembers when the river was the lifeblood of her tribe.
Los Cucapá, mi tribu.
The Cucapá are called the river people. We are people of the water. There was a lot of water before, a lot of water. We would take clams to eat and we caught cebas with hooks.
The Colorado River, which is over 2,000 kilometers long, now dries out long before it reaches the sea. A decades-old treaty between the U.S. and Mexico means the U.S. gets the vast majority of water rights. But following years of drought, there's now almost nothing left after farmers upstream have taken their share. Antonia's elderly mother, Inocencia, remembers when the water stopped.
When the Colorado River dried up, almost everyone was crying, and the fish were gone. Since that time, I've been speaking non-stop about this, and I am so angry, I don't want to talk anymore.
Due to climate change, the whole region is becoming drier and hotter. In the nearby city of Mexicali, police are responding to yet another heat-related emergency. Julio Buenrostro is a paramedic with the Red Cross.
The police are reporting a person lying in the public highway, probably due to heat exhaustion.
A man lies unmoving on the hot pavement, covered by a piece of cardboard. Julio sprays the man with a water hose, and quickly his condition improves.
You see how the water relieved him. If no one attends to them, they will die.
A total of 422 people in the state of Baja California suffered heat-related illnesses over the summer. In the city of Mexicali, 27 of those people died. Back near Cucapá El Mayor, the Colorado River is once again flowing for the first time in decades. After a long campaign by indigenous activists, the U.S. released 43 million cubic meters of water to fill the river this summer. Children can now swim in the water, some for the very first time in their lives. It's a sight Inocencia thought she'd never live to see again.
This looks really beautiful and brings lot of joy.
1 month later, Inocencia passed away after a long illness. But her family say she was happy that she got to see the river flow again. The Colorado will dry up again here if more water is not allocated. A new generation can play in the river for now, but soon, they too will have to take on the fight.